From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Some random facts for today for you because you love them so much.
I do.
Baked beans are not baked. They're stewed.
Why
I kind of thought that.
Baked?
Well, I don't know because they put them in a can. Anything in a can is stewed because they cook it in the can. How about Phoenix, the only city to have had all four major pro sports teams play on the same day? It was November 4th, 2001. The Cardinals lost a football game. The Coyotes lost a hockey game. The Suns lost a basketball game. But the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the New York Yankees.
At least one person won.
Game 7 of the World Series to win the World Series.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. No, that kind of makes up for
the
losses.
They had four sports games on the same day that a World Series game is playing.
Well, yeah, I think that's the only way you could do it because it's November. You have to think about it. You got like hockey, basketball, football, and baseball all have to be played. Those are the four sports teams.
My goodness sakes.
Robin Williams wanted to play a role in the Harry Potter movies, but the producers had a rule. They would only cast British actors, so they told him no. Sorry. You could do a British accent, but we don't care. You're not British. So there you go. Some fun facts for today.
Random.
Fun facts. Random. Yep. So random. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What is happening today?
Well, there's a plethora of Who Cares News
today.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Really?
Unfortunately, we don't have time to get to any of it. So here are the least important stories.
Because we don't care.
You can hear about the rest of it tonight on Access Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, your girl Gwynnie and TV producer Brad Paltrow.
Oh, my God. Gwyneth Paltrow is leading off the Who Cares News today. Oh, we really did scrape the barrel. What's going on?
Well, they got married last September.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They still don't live together full time.
What?
He only spends four nights a week at Goop's place.
The other three nights he's with his other wife and family, right?
Well, family, yes. He spends the other three at his house when he has his kids.
Why doesn't she spend the time there?
Don't know.
Is she like got a restraint? There's a restraining order against her and the kids? I mean, does he spend time with her kids? I don't know.
Well, kids, I'm married, but you'll never meet her.
You're never going to meet her. She's too famous for you to meet.
Wonder if they were at the wedding.
Right?
So Gwen's cool with it.
Oh, is she now?
Yeah.
She's cool with it.
Because, not just because of, okay, yeah, that's cool. It's her intimacy coach. Because, of course,
she has an intimacy coach. Oh, my God.
I don't know why she needs an intimacy
coach. Maybe she needs the intimacy coach for the other 4 days when Brad's not home. Da-da-bum. See where I'm getting?
Oh.
See where I'm getting? Yeah, okay.
Well, her intimacy coach, I'm in the wrong line of business.
I know, right?
Jeez. Tells her it's good for the polarity.
The polarity.
Yeah.
Gwynnie needs polarity.
And freshness in her relationship.
God. And jade eggs. No, I'm not going there. She might need those for the other 3 days.
Well, product testing, you know.
Right. Endorsement.
Yes.
Endorsement from our beloved Goop.
So Goopy says, all my married friends say that the way we live sounds ideal and we shouldn't change a thing.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, does she take one of those nights and spend it at Chris Martin's house with their kids?
Well, I'm not saying...
separate
no, this
rooms,
is... Yeah. It would be,
I'm thinking of all the things.
Know. Maybe she has her kids when he has kids.
I think she's totally bonkers. I have a Gwynnie story to share real quickly.
Okay.
Jon Favreau, the director of most of the Iron Man movies, still a big... Oh, and the Avengers movies. He's a big guy. Okay, he's now got a cooking show on cable. And
naturally, because that's
what
where you
do
go from there.
Well, you know, Jon Favreau is an interesting dude. He's an actor. He's a producer, director, writer. Now he's a chef, TV chef.
He's a chef.
His first guest was Gwyneth, and they're cooking along, and he goes, "Remember when we were doing Spider-Man, and she swore Spider-Man? I was never in Spider-Man. I was in Avengers." No, Spider-Man. And it kept going back and forth, and she kept arguing with him. It's like, no, I've never been in Spider-Man. I've only been in the Avengers. And he goes, remember Spider-Man the Homecoming, in which she was in it with RDJ, because and then she's like, oh yeah,
oh,
I was in
that
one.
That's Spider-Man.
She doesn't even know which movie she's been in. It's not like she's in a bunch, and it's not like she gets more screen time than about 10 minutes out of a 3-hour movie.
A boatload for it, so what does it matter?
Anyway.
If I got paid, you know, $20 million,
I still say Brad's got a secret family.
Are they consciously semi-coupled?
Who? Her and Brad?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, they're coupled. They're consciously coupled. They're married. He's there 4 days out of 7. Come on now.
So it's like a semi-coupling.
Yeah, yeah.
You ready for this story?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because this is the cream of the crop here.
Cream of the crop.
Otherwise known as the bottom of the barrel. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
And it's not a Kardashian story.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So I'm not exactly too sure what's going on.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure that last night on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I know, right there. It's like, okay, yep, bottom.
Yeah.
Scrapey, scrapey, scrapey.
Yeah.
He challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. Now, it's not like a street fight or anything.
No, but this is starting to sound like a bad Danny Bonaducci story.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's talking an MMA fighting
in
UFC.
Wow, like getting in the ring and going crazy till they both are bloodied.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He says...
Where did that come from, Justin?
Know.
Go pee in a mop bucket, buddy. What the hell?
He says, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, scared and will never live it down. So who's willing to put on the fight?
Are you kidding me?
Now, here's my guess.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, wackadoodle.
Well,
however,
kinda.
Decent actor. Does his own stunts.
Does his own stunts. Okay, so I get
pretty
that.
Well in shape.
So Justin was like smoking some dope last night and thought, you know what? I'm going to challenge Tom Cruise to a duel. No, I can't do duels anymore. How about we just do some UFC fighting till we're both bloodied and falling down to the death? To the death, I say! Man, what are these guys smoking?
I bet Tom Cruise could just spank him out of the ring.
Probably so. I think Tom would actually... Yes, I think you're right.
Yes.
Tom Cruise would beat the crap out of him.
Mainly on experience.
But, you know, if you're Tom Cruise, you're like, yeah, nah.
Not that Tom Cruise will do it.
Well, he's not
gonna
do it.
Tom Cruise is probably sitting there thinking, what a freaking punk.
I know, right?
I can't top Justin Bieber today.
Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger got married on Saturday in an intimate ceremony. We do know that... family was there. Nobody famous except for his mother's family, of course, because they're Kennedys. And maybe Rob Lowe, because they had it at Rob Lowe's house.
Well, was Arnold
why.
There?
Well, Arnold was there, sure, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he's
famous.
Yeah. Anyway, so congratulations. You know who wasn't there? Halle Berry wasn't there. And
no,
I don't
she
think
didn't
she
get
knows
the invite.
Him. No. All right, that's it. Have a great day. See you mañana. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.